This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 22nd Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making for a pleasant evening, perfect for those enjoying a night out. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iran's UN envoy, Ali Bahraini, warned of a growing space arms race as Israel and other countries expand their capabilities for future warfare. This came just under an hour ago. Also, the UK has threatened sanctions after Israel opened bids for E1 settler homes. This announcement came earlier this hour via Forward. Also this hour, an investigation by Honest Reporting revealed that most of the journalists killed in Gaza had links to terrorism. This story emerged earlier today, according to Israel Hayom. Separately, authorities in the UK have made progress in the Manchester synagogue attack case, arresting another suspect. This development was reported by Walla 5 hours ago. And finally, the Syrian foreign minister told Axios that Israel's bombing of an airbase was unjustified, escalating tensions in the region. This report dates back to early Tuesday morning. Here's what people are saying online. Hamza, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted just minutes ago that Hamas's first cartoon work in 2007 was an anti-Dahlan piece supported by the U.S. against Hamas and Palestine. Gab Draws, an artist, shared moments ago that the lights are bright tonight in Israel. Honest Reporting questioned CNN's Christiane Amanpour's interview strategy in a post from earlier today, highlighting missed opportunities to disclose a Hamas member's family ties. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Iranian envoy's warning. According to the Jerusalem Post, Ali Bahraini addressed the UN, expressing concerns over militarization in space. He urged for international dialogue to prevent an arms race as nations like Israel push forward with new defense technologies. This highlights the increasing complexity of global security dynamics. Turning to the UK sanctions threat, Forward reported that the UK criticized Israel's decision to open bids for E1 settler homes, viewing it as a barrier to peace efforts. The UK's stance could strain diplomatic relations, affecting future negotiations in the region. Meanwhile, Honest Reporting's investigation into journalists in Gaza has stirred controversy. The outlet found that a significant number of those listed as journalists had ties to terrorist organizations. This revelation challenges narratives around media casualties and may impact international perceptions of the conflict. In the UK, Walla reports a significant development in the Manchester synagogue attack case. Authorities have arrested a 49-year-old suspect, marking progress in the investigation of the Yom Kippur attack that left 2 dead. This arrest provides some closure to the affected community and demonstrates ongoing efforts to combat terrorism. That strike on the Syrian airbase, reported by Axios, has intensified regional tensions. The foreign minister condemned Israel's actions, suggesting they were unjustified. This comes amid existing strains among U.S. allies in the region, complicating diplomatic efforts further. On the economic front, first, Israel has reported a deeper loss due to the ongoing conflict and its expansion plans in New York. Katech indicates that the airline's first half loss nearly doubled, impacting its financial stability. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the surge in private debt with an increase of 4 billion shekels. This reflects consumer spending on higher living standards, travel, and new vehicles. And finally, Globes reports that Israel's employment rate for the elderly is among the highest in the OECD. Data shows that a significant portion of those over 65 remain in the workforce, contributing to the economy. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.